The general election is now 5 weeks from Tuesday. It's not just legislative races for seats in Washington getting attention this fall. All 100 seats in Kentucky's House are up for election, and half the seats in the 38-member Senate. While not expecting to flip the House, veteran Lexington Representative Kelly Flood looks for Democrats to close the gap and change political dynamics. Flood says allegations of past sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh brought a common reaction from women she spoke to.
And then when I say, what do you mean by we've had it? They say November, voting in November. I'm getting everybody I know. I'm driving just everyone I know to the polls.
In the Kentucky Senate, President Robert Stivers looks for the GOP-controlled chamber to, at minimum, maintain a 27-11 edge over Democrats. Meanwhile, fellow Republican Governor Matt Bevin has announced his intention to seek re-election. Stivers doesn't envision a GOP challenger to Bevin.
I don't see it. I haven't heard it. I think I would if there was, but I don't think anybody else is moving around throughout the state to try to organize some other ticket to run against him.
Stivers admits he and the governor have had some disagreements, but the Clay County senator says not related to direction, but more to process. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.